not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. I love Fridays because I have 2 days off. I'm looking forward to the weekend. We're going to finish up the week with a strong show today. First, we're going to have Dirk Tanis on from Applied Nutraceuticals talking about their new pre-workout supplement called Lit Up. I'm very interested to learn more about this product. And second half of the show, we're going to have Dr. Jack Call on. We're going to reinvestigate amalgam fillings. We've done shows in the past about amalgam fillings and the dangers of having mercury in your mouth. Dr. Call has actually testified in front of the FDA about amalgam fillings, and we're going to be talking to him and get an update on what's going on with amalgam fillings and whether or not they're really safe. Before we get started, I just want to make a couple announcements. First of all, January is coming to an end. You still have a chance to win a set of PowerBlock quick change dumbbells. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PowerBlock dumbbell banner head and enter your name and information, and you may be the lucky winner to receive a $349 pair of quick change dumbbells that go from 5 to 50 pounds in just a second. They're great. I have a pair. They're fantastic. And of course, if you haven't tried Quest protein bars, you're missing out. You can get 2 free Quest protein bars at superhumanradio.com. Just go there, enter your information, and they will send you 2 protein bars. You don't even have to pay shipping and handling. Just put your information in. Okay. We have Dirk Tanis on the line with us. How are you doing, Dirk?
Pretty good. How do you go?
Very good, very good. We're going to be talking about a new product called Lit Up. You know, I'm very interested in pre-workout supplements because I'm not a candidate for all pre-workout supplements, especially the ones that overstimulate you. Now, I'm 52 years old. I have to be very cautious about things that overstimulate me in the gym. But I've always wanted that little oomph, that little extra edge to help me get a greater degree of work done during my training. And so we're going to be talking about Lit Up because I think this is the product that I'm going to be using in the near future. First of all, explain to the listeners what exactly Lit Up is.
It is a product that when everybody says new pre-workout, I can kind of see everybody in the background rolling their eyes because this is a pretty common category, but this is not a common product. This is going to be a little bit different than anything that's out there currently. You hit the nail on the head about the overstimulation part. Mostly conventional pre-workouts on the market right now contain a lot of stimulants. And it's almost like an arms race to see who can actually throw the most or the greatest amount of stimulants in the product to get that effect and to actually see who can get the user the most jazzed up before your workout.
And I got to tell you something. In my experience, and I know a bunch of powerlifters that will probably agree with what I'm about to say, overstimulation can actually backfire on you. When you're overstimulated before a workout, quite often it can have the opposite effect. Instead of making you stronger, it can actually kind of make you feel washed out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've seen that effect with a lot of different people. It's neural overstimulation, and basically you get a large amount of catecholamine release, and that's not always the most optimal result. And plus, you'll get a good start to your workout with a lot of these things, but then you won't finish well. You'll burn yourself out in the first 15 to 30 minutes, and then, you left the rest of the time kind of just going through the motions. And then afterwards, when, you got your anabolic window, you want to go ahead and take in your protein and carbohydrate meal and get your nutrient profile in. It's really hard to eat. And a lot of this stuff, in creating this product, I really tried to get everybody's opinion in terms of in terms of our customers, in terms of a lot of people that I know in the industry, plus a lot of people that lift weights or powerlift or athletes in general. And the consensus that I got from them before creating this product is a lot of people are sick of being overstimulated by this product.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you achieve stimulation in this product without using gobs of caffeine anhydrous or lots of these other products? You know, what is the new one? 1-3-di-something?
Yeah, 1-3-di-menopol. And, you know, it's got its place in any arsenal. It's a strong stimulant, but we're no different. We have a product with that in there, but at the same time, it's not for this product, and I don't think it's going to really be the best fit in this situation. 1-3, it's good for focus. It's good for a lot of other things. The only problem with 1-3, it tends to kill your appetite.
Right.
And, you know, it's very hard to gain lean muscle mass and strength and everything else when you're basically not nourishing yourself. You're not getting the prerequisite amount of calories in. And 1-3 just tends to nuke your appetite. It just kills it.
Wow.
So that's been an issue with a lot of these products. And also a lot of these products, we can go back to acute effects as well. A lot of these products work, yeah, that's great. They work for 45 minutes to an hour, and then you have the after effects for about 3 hours. But there's no lasting effect to them. They don't really do anything outside of just get you stimulated for your workout. This is a beauty lit up. It goes into this realm, and especially when it's stacked with our other products, but even by itself, it contains aspartic acid in clinical dose, and having clinical dose of aspartic acid, basically it's going to allow you to increase testosterone and luteinizing hormone and also growth hormone levels as well.
Now, is the aspartic acid have a role in the actual energy production, you know, or the energizing effect as a pre-workout supplement?
Not so much. It does have a mood-elevating effect in some people, but generally where we rely on the stimulation part is more an amino acid matrix. We use DMAE, which it's a fairly strong nootropic. We also use a lot of L-tyrosine in the product, which is an excitatory neurotransmitter, excitatory amino acid. And any of y'all who have ever taken it, especially when, you know, people who are fans of the ephedrine caffeine stack, basically you can add in L-tyrosine to that stack, and L-tyrosine is going to really help your adrenals produce adrenaline, and it's going to jazz up any type of stack, even with harder core stimulants. It's an excellent focusing agent to use either by itself or along with other types of stimulants.
Okay, and we should also mention, for those who are listening to the show right now, if you're near a computer, if you go to the Applied Nutraceuticals website, which is abbreviated to APPNUT.com, and you click on the sports product line, and then go to the Lit Up, LITUP page, you can look at some of the technical information that we're going to be discussing and kind of follow along during this interview. So explain how Lit Up stimulates the central nervous system, but doesn't annihilate it.
Essentially, it's going to use a blend of nootropics and stimulants. It does have some caffeine anhydrous in there, but no more than a cup of coffee per scoop. It's not going crazy with
it. So how many cups of coffee? Are we talking about 200 milligrams per
hour? It's under 100, actually.
Really? So tell me a cup of coffee, because you know what's interesting? Whenever supplement companies reference a cup of coffee as indicative of the amount of caffeine that a product has, I think they're talking about these boutique coffees that, you know, like an extra large Starbucks has about 320 to 360 milligrams
wow.
of caffeine. I know. Isn't that amazing?
And
when we talk about cups of coffee, we're talking about the cup of coffee that our parents drank that came with a little saucer and a small cup, which was usually like 3 to 4 ounces and usually contained about 90 milligrams of caffeine. So you're saying
it's definitely varied. It's in, say, like the gourmet or the coffee in the 40s used to have a whole lot more caffeine in it than, say, the coffee now. It's actually been getting weaker with time. So
right.
I guess
right.
the figure's all relative, just right. depending on your source.
So this has less than 200 milligrams of caffeine in hydrous dose.
Correct. Right. If you're going by two scoops, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
But I guess what you're not relying on the caffeine anhydrous to create the energizing effect. You're relying on the nootropics, which is more about the brain energizing the body and saying, hey, I feel like I have energy.
Right. We're relying more on neurotransmitters than anything. As I mentioned, we're using DMAE, which is diethylethanolamine, which is a very long word for it's a nootropic substance, and it's a precursor to choline and acetylcholine. And with choline and acetylcholine, another thing that's going to increase that is alpha. Several different types of carnitines will do the same thing. But acetylcholine is excellent for some things, but it's also one of those things that you don't want to increase the amounts too much in your brain. Low amounts are going to be fairly stimulatory, but higher amounts of it are actually going to be inhibitory. So anybody who's taking 3 to 5 grams of acetyl-carnitine in one day will probably say the same thing. Too much of a good thing is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll actually cause a depressive effect. But a little bit goes a long way, especially with this stuff. It's basically going to energize and increase blood flow to your brain, and it has actually been shown to, and this is human studies, this isn't animal studies, this is the actual direct human studies, but it's been shown to contribute to the functional activation of higher learning mechanisms in the brain, and it basically allows you to learn more complex tasks when you take it. Yeah.
I see the hypothesis.
Actually, DNA.
Oh, DNA. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got alcohol and a couple other products, and it's a good compound as well. But yeah, higher cholinergic system activation is linked to a lot of positive things up to a point. But yeah, high learning is one of them. Also, better nervous system activity. So
I need the higher learning portion of it. So I think I should start taking DMAE. We're going to take a quick commercial break, okay? When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dirk Tennis about their new product called Lit Up. You can go to Applied Nutraceuticals website, appnut.com, to follow along and learn more about this new pre-workout supplement. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSerums 327 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioSerums 327 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because you've destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, If your organs are important to you, buy M2 Bar today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Turnabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabol. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dirk Tennis from Apartments of Physicals. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Jack Call on. Dr. Call testified in front of the FDA about amalgam fillings. And we're going to have him on to tell us more about that. So, Dirk, let's pick up with where we left off with DMAE. So, DMAE actually can enhance your ability for higher learning. Is this a supplement that people can buy independently if they wanted to and use it, you know, like school, kids in college and stuff like that?
I have heard a lot of people actually using it for that purpose. And it is definitely something you can pick up online or over the counter.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it's usually in powder form. Well, one warning on that. Make sure you get the right dose. Also, make sure you got something good to mix it in because it tastes horrible by itself.
Oh, okay. Which is usually the case with things that work, they taste terrible.
Oh, this stuff's awful.
So DMA's purpose is really more to create a greater degree of focus, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay.
And another component of the focus as well is we include phosphatidylserine, PS. And phosphatidylserine is a very long word. I'll just refer to it as PS, just for the simple fact that it's kind of difficult to pronounce. But it's a derivative of the amino acid L-serine. And what it does, it's actually got several different functions in the product. One function is actually to reduce cortisol. So you've got a component in the product that does reduce cortisol, and that's pretty important, especially during your workout, because you do tend to get elevated cortisol levels, which aren't bad in themselves, but if you get too much cortisol, generally you can get, you can actually go into a catabolic state. So,
well, isn't it also true that stimulants increase cortisol production, like caffeine, because they stimulate the adrenal glands?
They do.
So this is great. So in other words, you're addressing the fact that you have a stimulating product here that may elicit a cortisol response, and so you're kind of shunting that cortisol response by using phosphatidylserine.
At least to an extent. I mean, you're going to get a pretty strong wholesale cortisol release anyways during exercise,
yeah.
And I think this is going to help quite a bit with that as well. Plus, phosphatidylserine is very good for a lot of the same things that DMAE is in terms of higher learning, in terms of brain health and protecting cell membranes. It's also very strong in terms of being a focusing agent as well. And it's not a stimulant, so that's also a very good component of it. So we're not necessarily piling stimulants on top of stimulants and on top of stimulants in this product. Probably the third most important thing that TF does, at least in this product, is it increases the structure and function and viability of NMDA receptors. And that is pretty much the key receptor that D-aspartic acid binds to in the brain. And basically, I can pretty much walk everybody through that process because this is another really important mechanism of action in the product. This is probably what makes this product the most unique in that it's going to allow for a very large increase in testosterone as well as GH because of this one characteristic.
Hmm. Okay, so let's see how does it work.
Okay, so you have that it's involved in a lot of different processes for the body, but I try to limit those just for the length and sake of the program. It's a complex receptor, but when stimulated, it can actually result in large wholesale increases in testosterone and growth hormone. And probably the best way to activate the NMDA receptor is to take D-aspartic acid. D-aspartic acid has been seen in several different studies to actually increase testosterone and growth hormone levels. And essentially by unlocking the NMDA receptor, and it's not just going to get unlocked by D-aspartic acid. There's also going to be several different mechanisms to go along with this. So to unlock the NMDA receptor, essentially what you're going to have to do, it's essentially like two locks that take two different keys to unlock. So, and hopefully everybody's following along at home with this, because it gets kind of complex here as far as understanding what's going on. But with the NMDA receptor, you have two crucial binding sites. You have a NR1 binding site, which is going to be for glycine, and then you have an NR2 binding site, which is going to be for DAA or N-methyl D-aspartate. So you have these two binding sites. And once both of these binding sites are bound by different ligands, the ligands are essentially materials that can actually bind a site and cause a physiological response. So you need two different ligands to bind NR1 and NR2. Well, NR1, since it's a glycine binding site, you think, yeah, I can take L-glycine and it's going to be the best compound to actually unlock this receptor. Unfortunately, that's not the case, because when L-glycine actually binds it, it's going to actually get removed very quickly by this thing called the glycine transporter from the actual receptor. So glycine source is going to get used up very quickly, and they're not actually going to unlock this whole mechanism in the first place on the NMDA receptor. So the second best thing, or actually the best thing out there, to actually unlock this first part of NR1 and bind NR1 is going to be a substance called N-methylglycine, which is also known as sarcosine. And then the other receptor, NR2, the best binding agent out there with the strongest affinity is going to be D-aspartic acid. So in the case of the product, I kind of thought about this long and hard about different binding agents for NR1, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I can just put L-glycine in there. D-serine is also good binding agent as well. D-cycloserine, but a lot of these are actually very hard to come by in terms of synthesis and in terms of sourcing. So I started looking around a little bit more, and I started looking through PubMed and a few other places looking at different ligands for this receptor. And sure enough, I looked around a little bit, and the one that I came to was N-methylglycine, which is sarcosine. And basically, the cool thing about N-methylglycine is it's a byproduct of the metabolism of trimethylglycine, which everybody's heard of, TMG, and it's also a byproduct of DMG, which is dimethylglycine. And I kind of slow this down because, you know, hopefully everybody's following along. It's going to get kind of confusing if you're not. But essentially, by using TMG in the product, TMG is going to serve two different functions. It's going to serve as a source of N-methylglycine for the product, for that NR1 receptor, and it's also going to serve to activate the Sammy cycle in the product as well, which is a secondary mechanism of action for the product. But basically, in this situation, you've got N-methylglycine, which is going to activate NR1, and then you've got D-aspartic acid, which is going to activate NR2. Everybody following me so far?
Yeah.
It's getting pretty good. It'll make sense once you kind of look at the write-up. But, so you've got activation on both of these login sites. So you've got the two different keys to essentially unlock the molecule or unlock the receptor. And once the receptor is unlocked, it can exert its target effects. Well, in this situation, the target effects, because you've got DAA binding 1, the NR2 site, and then you've got N-methylglycine binding the NR1 site, so essentially you unlock the mechanism for the actual receptor. And in doing so, it's going to cause an increase in testosterone, and it's also going to cause a very large increase in growth hormone. And, I mean, from a lot of the studies that I've seen, just with people taking DAA, it's up to 42 to 50, up to probably higher than that increase in testosterone after about 10 to 12 days.
That's pretty impressive. I don't know about many pre-workout supplements that actually address anything other than address anything other than energy and focus. I don't know any of them that increase the hormonal response to training, and that's pretty impressive.
My goal with this was to create something that it's like a gift that keeps on giving. It's like you don't just get an excellent stimulant source, an excellent source of focus for your workout, but you also get something that's going to increase the lasting effect. So my goal was to get something that is actually going to cause a substantial wholesale increase in testosterone and growth hormone.
So phosphatidylserine presents quite a few different benefits. What other ingredients do we have in this product?
You got TS. You also have trimethylglycine, and basically what trimethylglycine is going to do, and I was talking about this earlier as far as the SAMI cycle, you basically got this, it looks like a wheel, and it's called the SAMI / methylation pathway, and the SAMI cycle does about three or four different things. One, it's going to be able to it's going to be creatine sparing. Another thing it's going to do is regulate your mood. Another thing it's going to do is create homocysteine as a byproduct and eventually through that process create glutathione, which is pretty strong antioxidant. And it's also going to create methionine as well. And SAMI is responsible for mood. It's also responsible for joint health. It's responsible for a lot of different. It's responsible for a lot of different properties in the body. And by adding TMG and several other different substrates that play into the cycle, essentially we created a whole secondary mechanism of action on this product. And so basically you're starting out with TMG as your starting product, and as TMG moves around the cycle, it's going to essentially sit there and act as a methyl donor at different portions of the cycle. So one methyl donation area is going to help with methylation of proteins and DNA. Another part is going to form adenosine, which is important to several different processes in the body. The third portion, it's actually going to donate methylation is to the homocysteine, and homocysteine eventually becomes cysteine, and then what cysteine does, it forms a donor gas called hydrogen sulfide. This is probably one of the cooler little side mechanisms of the product. Essentially, hydrogen sulfide is a donor gas, and it's been the subject of a lot of recent research as far as erectile dysfunction drugs. Like the whole NO pathway, like sildenafil, ardenafil, Viagra, Cialis, a lot of things that enhance nitric oxide have been the primary area of focus over about the last 10 to 15 years of this type of research. But recently, they've been focusing on hydrogen sulfide a little bit more. And to get hydrogen sulfide gas, you essentially have to go through this whole SAMI cycle, and it's actually a byproduct of the cycle. Well, the cool thing about hydrogen sulfide gas is actually synergistic with nitric oxide as well. And the two of them together will increase testosterone levels. And this isn't through the main mechanism through DSPARs. This is actually through the secondary mechanism as well.
All right, let's do a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about this product called Lit Up later in the show. We have Dr. Jack Hall on talking about mouth and fillings, Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on CBN Radio. They carry all of our daily effects, healthy sciences, and minority performance products, best prices on the net. Visit GolfNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Pick up a chance to win your order, you won't be disappointed. GolfNutrition.com, best supplements in the universe at GolfNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Texadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Thousands of Supreme Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per month. So never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's tests was a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or Final Supplements or Soul. For more information, check out VetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dirk Tanis from Applied Nutraceuticals. You can learn more about this product Lit Up by going to appnut.com. And if you go there while you're listening to the show, and click the Lit Up link, and then follow the technical information, you'll find a lot of the information we're talking about right there in print, so you can see it yourself. All right, Dirk, so where do we go from there with the different ingredients that are in this product? And then I want to talk about the culmination of its effects.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got different substrates that are feeding the Sammy cycle. Essentially, the Sammy cycle continues to move in a wheel, either replacing Sammy or throwing out byproducts. So we also included tetrahydrofolate in the product, which is a form of folic acid. Also, we included B12. Those are really crucial for the Sammy cycle because they do aid in methylation, and they do actually act to help along the wheel and help along the entire process. So those are also pretty important. And basically, the summation of the entire entire thing and the entire wheel. So you're getting an end product of end-method wiping and surfacing, which is essentially unlocking the NMDA receptor. You're also getting cysteine and hydrogen sulfide as a donor gas, which is going to interact with the increased NO levels from the D-aspartic acid. So you're going to have a synergism between nitric oxide and hydrogen sulfide together. And that's going to also increase vasodilation. It's also going to increase testosterone levels as well. This is another unique effect in terms of how it interacts with another one of our products in our line. We have been really deliberate when it comes to formulating our products in terms of trying to make everything fit together on our line and trying to make things that stack well with other different products in our line. So essentially with Lit Up, I wanted to get something that is going to increase testosterone levels, allow for greater focus, but also to provide a lasting effect from a pre-workout. And I wanted to make sure that it actually fits in very well with the other products in our line. So in this case, the first thing I thought of was, you know, how's it going to go with another one of our products, Pretest? Well, Pretest has large amounts of N-acetylcysteine in there, which also will result in greater amounts of hydrogen sulfide gas. Well, so you got a synergism between the two products right there. D-aspartic acid can increase estrogen levels, but in Pretest, we also include a very strong anti-estrogen, so you stack the two, and that's going to be pretty much a non-issue. But when you stack the two, it's almost, the effects are very, very pronounced in terms of libido and strength and also lean body mass increase. So essentially, those two products together right away, I tried them. I've had a lot of other people try them during development of the product, and, you know, everybody says the same thing, that there's something really going on between the hydrogen sulfide gas and the synergism between that and increased NO from the D-aspartic acid.
And so you give that a real good pump from it.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it's a very pronounced effect. You know, you'll start getting spider veins within, you know, probably 45 minutes of using the product.
Really?
And, yeah, the pumps from this stuff are unreal. It's pretty crazy. But then you take three tests and get together, and it's even more pronounced.
Wow. All right, so what else is in it, and how do we? And then we need to get some examples of what, you know, what people are saying about it on the streets. And I know you've used a large tester group before you launched the product, right?
Yeah, I went through about 15 different versions of the formulation to get this thing right, and we probably tested it on 100 different people at least.
And what are findings?
Findings. Well, first probably 10 versions. Findings were too many stimulants. You know, people weren't happy with that portion, so we decided to take that part down significantly. I also wanted to create something that was going to have a pronounced, a huge strength effect. The first place I turned on that was Superzine A, because it does increase acetylcholine levels, and that can be good for strength, especially acute strength. But I was finding that a lot of times if you put Superzine A in with a lot of more refined powers. mean,
it's becoming ubiquitous. You get that, you know, the pie creatine by itself. You know, so we want creatine to take creatine.
Yep. And, I mean, the critical product category is just everyone with those type of products. I want something that creates, lasting results. Creatine is going to build up some tissue, but, I mean, it's not going to do exactly what we want it to do. But I started doing a little bit more research and came across the ESPRs, and, we started messing around with that. And at first, if you try to put it in there with something that doesn't really work on methylation, it's not going to work nearly as well. If you don't put it in with something that contains either sarcosine or something else to unlock that receptor, it's not going to work nearly as well. Plus, you're going to get some, kind of interesting side effects like night sweats and just overall kind of ill feeling. And, I don't want to suggest anybody do that, but we found that once you put something in there that it was methylation, those issues really went away.
Yeah. So talk to me about some of the questions. Talk to me about some of the results that you've seen out there.
Oh, man. It's been nothing short of amazing. I think the coolest thing, first off, is just we hear back from most testers is that it tastes great. And that it's something that you can literally drink with a meal. And it's cherry citrus.
Okay.
And it's got just a very good flavor to it. It's not something that you kind of have to hold your nose and just bump down. It's something that you can just sit there and sip. It's got a little bit of beta alanine in there, so when you first try it, it's got a little tingle to it. You'll feel it.
Is it a clinical dose of beta alanine, or is it a lower than a clinical dose?
What's clinical dose?
What is it? 3.4 grams, I thought it was.
It's a little bit lower than that.
Sitting in the car seat. It's like wherever I had contact, it was like in a ditch, it was driving me crazy. But yeah, that beta alanine will do that. Let's take a last commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. We're talking with Dr. Tanis about Lit Up, the new pre-workout supplement. You can find out more about Lit Up by going to the website, Applied Nutraceuticals website. The easiest way to get there is appnut.com. And then later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Jack Powell, who testified on behalf of the dental industry in front of the FDA about a novel filling, or a review of the novel filling, sorry. We'll be right back. For 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Canxy eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Canxy eye drops. The name says it. Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroys your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up Pro is the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. And you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. A new, quieter, European series power blocks with FlexGen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at $141 a pair, power blocks technology stretch plugs all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in a space of just one pair. The power blocks, the power block is now bad, or step down the world's best
dumbbell. It's not strong as the king of anabolic hormones.
And test charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried.
Because only test charge has taxidrol,
a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in test charge.
Test charge will jack your testosterone levels like chemical agents.
But rest assured, there are no banned substances in test charge.
Test charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler.
And now you can join the pro ranks.
Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find
test charge
today.
I never think the pump to take my supplement.
That's until I try creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition.
I expected to feel nothing,
just like the other supplements I had taken before.
But this stuff really does work.
Even taking below the recommended dose,
I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump.
And the pump lasts for a few hours.
It worked for me and I was a skeptic.
Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today.
Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Turnable from PrimeraPerformance.com is a hydrogel clone. Turnable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnable does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turnable takes advantage of the patented liquid bait technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Use of Turnable report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects.
Get Turnable today while supplies last at PrimeraPerformance.com.
Don't wait for Turnable to be added to the federal ban list.
Turnable,
sissies may want to stop listening now.
Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none.
Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Benadryl with none of the water retention or bloat.
Super DMZ contains superdrol dimethylamine,
not to be confused with other superdrol knockoffs.
But Super DMZ will supply last at IronMagLab.com.
Don't wait too long before Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list.
Go to IronMagLab.com today.
Yeah.
what was it, like 30 doses in there? 30 servings?
It's 20 to 40, depending if you want to use one scoop doses, it's going to be 40 servings. If you want to use two scoops, it's going to be 20. We recommend a 5-day run, 2-day off, because most people don't work out every day anyway.
That's true.
So, you know, you can actually get a whole bottle of lactic a month if you do the 5-day off.
Take time off from it, you know, if you're using it daily 5 days a week, you're training 5 days a week, you're using it pre-workout 5 days a week, is it wise to take some time off from it?
I think you could probably use this for about 12 to 16 weeks, effectively, and then maybe take a break off for a month or so, but I haven't seen anything really out there in terms of literature that would suggest, taking an extended break from it.
Would make you think that taking a break every 12 to 16 weeks would be beneficial?
Just general, the way the receptors in your body work. I mean, you'll find just about anything, you'll reach a saturation point or you'll reach a point that your body just, you'll take something and it just doesn't work as well after a period of time. And you can either do one of two things when this occurs. You can either double the dose of whatever you're taking or up the dose of whatever you're taking, or you can take a break off of it. And usually you'll find when you take a break off of it, it basically starts exerting optimal effects again.
Cool. What else is going on now? We're working on something. Anything happening in the wings that we should be aware of?
We're running on all kinds of stuff over here. Actually, we just got our program in our FCC lab set up. We've got several other different pieces of testing, including disintegration testing, competency testing, the other thing. So we're doing basically all of our materials testing in our house now. Also, new product development, we're working on several different types of new products right now. I'm not sure really which one we're going to release, but at least first. But we're always working on something good. Just like I can give you kind of a hint. Just think about what would go along with our line best, and that's what's going to come out first.
Are the days of the pro hormones over for public students?
Absolutely. Yeah, just with the legal climate and a lot of other things that I've seen out there recently, I just don't think it'd be very wise for anybody in our industry really to go that route anymore. Unfortunately, I think those days are over, and that's kind of affecting our product line because we're trying to go a direction. We want to allow our users to get pro-hormone-like results, but at the same time not incur a lot of the effects of pro-hormones. So, that's been a driving force behind my product development over about the last 2 years, actually. And now that I've seen kind of the way the legal climate's going with this entire situation, I want to give our users effective products, and I want them to be able to stack our products and take them together and be like, well, I don't even need pro-hormones or anabolics. I'll just use this stuff instead. And, it may take a while, but... that's what we're working towards.
Getting back to LitUp, how long has LitUp been available?
It's been available since the end part of December, actually. So it just came on the market.
And is it available just through pharmaceuticals, or where can people find it?
Bodybuilding.com, a lot of our retailers. Some of our larger brick-and-mortar places should have it within the next 2 to 3 months. But all major retailers and retailers that you can think of for the most part outside of Magnus Shop and GNC.
Okay. And there's no problem with people paying at this point in time. Is there a lot of times when a product like this is introduced and it has great success, it kind of becomes difficult to find out there?
Yeah, it's going fast. This is kind of the one exception. We manufacture everything else in house here. This is one we had to have outsourced because we wanted to actually do power filling here, since we do not have the space right now, unfortunately.
also, people can go and learn more about this product by going to appnut.com. That's the Applied Nutraceutical website. You don't want to type out appliednutraceuticals.com. And the product is called Lit Up. It is a pre-workout supplement that, while it has some stimulants in it, very, very small amounts compared to what is on the market today. And its real focus is creating a brain, if you will, that is focused and energized and looking forward to working out, as opposed to stimulating the body, the heart, and so on, to try to get that up. Would that be a fair assessment, Melissa?
Yes, definitely. And also, the increased lean body mass and increased testosterone and growth hormone levels as well.
Ideal, obviously, over time, if you can keep hitting those during your workouts, you're going to grow and you're going to recover faster. Thanks so much for coming on Super Radio and talking about this today.
Thank you.
Okay, and stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Pat Call on the show talking about novel feelings. And if you have a mouthful of mercury like I do, you're going to want to hear this show.
RiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. RiseChoiceMedicine.net. Currency eye drops. The name says it all. As is a super human radio listener, already know on your GLC 2000 website, we're carrying good to grow. And it's the best price on the market, not now, but delivery. Now, GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules all world power. Just mention super human radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner at superhumanradio.com or deliver to one of us. That's what calling magic happens when you put the right stack together. Automatic Relax takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadone Extreme. Methadone Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world. Dimethazine, Supadrol, and Becadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on strands of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronManLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Sexy's going to want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Bioball with no but water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Supadrol Dimethazine, not to be confused with other Supadrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronManLabs.com. Don't wait too long, for Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronManLabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, hygiene receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need to build muscles and N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real vital support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. You guys want to know how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but will never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Thank you.
Radio. We've talked about Northern Poems on this show before. And I really think it's a very, very important subject because many of us, including myself, carry around a mouthful of mercury. And my next guest is Dr. Jeff Paul. He has actually testified in front of the FDA about a mouthful of mercury. He is a dentist. As you already, a dentist who is actually speaking about this. Obviously, there's lots of causes that he faces. I want to first commend him for his bravery and welcome him to the show. How are you doing about the call?
Thank you.
Thank you. And I really need that. I understand that most dentists have a fear of some sort of backlash. Well, I'm not willing to. They have very strong opinions about the amount of fillings, but they're very cautious in what company they speak about. Is that true?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, a number of my colleagues have faced a lot of problems with their state boards of dentistry, and depending on the part of the country, some of the state boards are more active in this regard than others. But it's quite a distraction to one's practice, and really a lot of times it gets down to some freedom of speech issues, and that can be very irritating and upsetting.
Now, this freedom of speech issue, why are dentists worried about voicing their opinion about a novel product?
Well, the dentists who feel that mercury fillings should not be placed in the mouth are faced with a real dilemma. We base our opinions on what we feel is very good science, and when a dentist has this kind of information and concern, we want to share that with our patients who we feel have, again, the freedom of choice to hear the message and participate in a discussion about it, an informed consent, if you will. And the patient should have that opportunity to hear that position so that they can make what they feel is the most appropriate choice for themselves.
Who is it that is telling dentists not to talk about the novel filling? I mean, it's not a consortium of opinions that, when dentists get together at a convention, they say, hey, you're talking about that. There's got to be somebody up above, because clearly there are dentists out there who have opinions about this, but they just keep them to themselves.
Well, it's a combination. The American Dental Association, back in the 1980s, when this issue was really, heating up again, as kind of the so-called third amalgam war, if you will. But the ADA, the American Dental Association, is very, very concerned about the issue and actually wrote into their code of ethics that dentists should not recommend to the patients that mercury fillings should be replaced strictly because they have a toxic element in them. And then from there it trickled out to the boards of dentistry. And frequently what would happen is that perhaps a dentist would lose a patient to another dentist to have their amalgams removed. And so the one dentist would call the board and kind of turn in the other guy. And the patient doesn't even have a problem. Normally the board of dentistry deals with complaints from the public. And then has an obligation to protect the public and investigate and make sure that a dentist is practicing in an ethical and effective way. So dentists were finding that they would be called upon by the board to explain their actions simply because of the dentist kind of turned them in. And that's where dentists like myself got very, very frustrated in trying to get the word out, but then not have repercussions in which the board is going to pull you in for a hearing. And these board hearings are not like a court of law. They operate under administrative rule, and it can be very restrictive and very oppressive.
And dentists can actually lose their practices?
Yes, there have been some dentists that their
that's in the best interest of the ADA to protect the market from it. Does the ADA have they cornered the market on mercury?
Well, actually, years ago, the American Dental Association had some patents on some different amalgam formulations. And so there was actually a situation in which there was financial gain for the American Dental Association. Now, those patents have expired at this point in time. But there's just that history. And it pervades the profession. It starts, with the dental education. And so you look at, how are dental schools accredited? Well, basically, that's a real cozy relationship because even though the American Dental Association will deny that they accredit the schools, when you look at the structure of the agency that accredits dental schools, there's extremely close associations with the American Dental Association. And typically, the individuals involved, when the accreditation team comes into the dental school, is that you have deans of other dental schools and educators in dentistry, many of whom hold positions within the American Dental Association as far as anything from on the various committees within the dental organization to perhaps in some cases being various officers.
Now, when we talk about amalgam fillings, let's just chat about this for a moment. We have about 3 minutes before the break.
Okay.
Amalgam fillings are some percentage of mercury, correct?
50% mercury on average.
Okay. Now, it's my understanding that mercury is so toxic that if you drop a small amount in a school, like a child brings a thermometer to school that has mercury in it, and it breaks the thermometer, they'll actually evacuate the school and call a hazmat team to clean up this biohazard. Is that an evaluation, or is that true?
No, that is true.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen that happen.
Okay. Now, I'm a pretty scientific-minded guy, so I usually can get my head around complex concepts. Can you explain to me how the mercury is suspended in the amalgam filling so that it doesn't leach out into our mouth and kill us?
Well, this gets into some very interesting discussion. You mentioned that I had testified at the recent FDA hearing in December. There was somebody that I'm trying to remember what his position was with the American Dental Association, but he actually got up and made the statement that the way mercury binds with the other metals in the amalgam, silver, copper, and tin, it is like, he used the comparison with salt, that you have sodium and chlorine. Chlorine will be a toxic gas, but when you bind it, binds with sodium, that now it's rendered inert, totally changes the chemical characteristics, and one can consume salt, in moderation with some degree of safety. And for somebody to make that analogy of how mercury is bound up in an amalgam is just ludicrous. It flies in the face of basic chemistry. There's various types of bonds. There's covalent bonds, ionic bonds. And the bond that sodium and chloride have is a totally different bond than what mercury has with the silver, copper, and tin. And as a result, having a weak metallic bond as it has the ability to outgas.
Okay. Now, what about this notion that over time, regardless of this bonding process, there's a mechanical aspect to a filling. We're chewing it every day. We're using it as a surface to break down hard foods. And over time, there is wear. I mean, even a rock wears down, the water runs over from what we've done. And through this wear process, this bond obviously breaks down into particulate matter. And some of that particulate matter is then again the mercury. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, it is. And we say it's a combination of the actual particles. So you could, just through friction, you could end up with microscopic particles of still mercury tied up somewhat with the copper and tin and silver. And then that can intensified by either heat, which can be generated from friction or hot foods and beverages that we might consume. And as everybody knows, mercury is a liquid at room temperature. It's very volatile. And when the temperature is increased, its volatility increases. So therefore, I remember being in a lecture at a dental school back in the 80s when they were trying to convince everybody that the amalgam was safe. And they're showing the data but they're showing it at room temperature. They're not showing it at body temperature. So when you have the amalgam inside the mouth, that increase of temperature is dramatic enough to cause even more mercury. Exactly. Hot food and beverages, coffee or gum chew, that constant friction is enough to generate some heat, and just the friction, again, increases the amount of mercury vapor coming off gassing to where then it can be inhaled, and that's the predominant way that it gets into the body off of the mouth.
I suggest that. Let's finish. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking today with Dr. Jack Cole. We're talking about amalgam filling. If you have silver fillings, and I'm going to go with the problem of silver. Silver is a good choice, but it really was silver. But they're actually built up to protect mercury. If you have it in your mouth, or you know you will have it, that is the amount of colors. You don't want to listen to the show. Stay tuned for that. So what kind of magic happens when you put the right stack together? Automatic Lab takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful lethal anabolics in the world. Promethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. Combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Fresh protein bars are 20 grams of protein, 45 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never been ordered a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Plus Nutrition is giving away two free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the best protein bar banner and try them today. There are a few products that I believe in, where I believe in KNC products. I've been using KNC for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My new vision has improved that I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just look at your drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find KNC eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. KNC eye drops. The name says it all. Finally, a bull blind supplement right from the source used in the original study. Bioserve 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research. It's sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, with the supplements, it has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. Is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called P-Zone, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. P-Zone works in concert with the rest of the trials of aromatic control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of the results says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Trials are available at bodybuilding.com, richardplanet.com, or final supplements are available. For more information, check out PetDS.com. about the time we're talking about modern films. Isn't it interesting about how we might actually refer to them as silver film? That the modern film is really kind of great.
Well, exactly.
It's kind of
towards prevention of problems, then spot and decide, well, look, we know mercury is toxic. We know it gets into various parts of the body. And if it's getting into the brain, it's almost impossible to get it out. We call the half-life is extremely long when it gets into brain tissue. So why take a chance? Let's use a precautionary principle here. Even though there aren't conclusive studies that we can say, oh, yes, your increased risk of certain diseases, they don't have any feelings you have, such and such. We never have that data because it is so expensive to do that kind of research. And fortunately, the other side of this is that just because of people's desire for more aesthetic-looking things, the use of them out and has been declining over the years. I mean, there's still a lot of it being used, and the really sad thing is a lot of times it's in clinics for indigent care. And sometimes young children receiving this, because a lot of times these programs are focused on providing dental care for the youngster.
And you know, the economically underserved, I would imagine, are the ones. So, I don't know if the government health insurance, like Medicare or any, pays for dental work, but I have to believe that they're not paying for anything but a dental.
Well, actually, at least in the state of Kentucky, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're very fortunate here. Back when I first learned of this issue, I was wrangling with this back in the early 80s. The Kentucky Medicaid program did pay for the alternative material to be used.
Which is called composite, correct?
Composite, yes.
Which is basically just a plastic.
That's a combination, basically, think of it as sand with plastic together. It's a silicon dioxide that gives it some very good wear characteristics, so it's very hard, and the plastic just kind of ties all that together to where you can mold it into the tooth and bond it.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, are they more expensive than the composite?
Yes, they are. The question is, well, how much more expensive? Some estimates will say all of somewhere around 20% to 30% more expensive. That I think is a pretty good rule of thumb. So if an amalgam filling were going to be $100, then the alternative composite would be maybe in the $120-$130 range.
And getting back to the economics of all of this, if a person wanted to have amalgam fillings removed from their mouth, is this a very, very expensive process?
Well, that depends on, first of all, how many of these amalgam fillings are present and the size of them. Dentists charge for fillings based on whether it's one surface, two, three, or four. And so there's a lot of factors. So all we can do is give a wide range. I mean, I've had situations where somebody comes in and just a few small fillings and they're $300 and they're done with it. Others, it can run up into closer to $1,000 or sometimes more because you get into situations. Sometimes I'll have patients, particularly if they're in their 40s or 50s, and these old amalgams have been in place for perhaps 15, 20, 25 years. And they've kind of worn out. Maybe they've actually gotten some decay up underneath them that you don't even detect until you go in and remove the old filling. And it's a situation where sometimes you discover some other problems in which then maybe a person has to gravitate towards a crown. So it's kind of like just a revision of the mouth and getting the person up to optimal health. And sometimes it's not just about getting the mercury out. It's about getting the teeth back into a good, strong structural situation.
The reason I'm asking about the economics of it is this. Part of the reason that no one wants to come out and say, oops, we were really foolish about putting all that mercury in people's mouths, is because there could be some culpability and there could be some retribution to pay. In other words, okay, you guys screwed up. Now the insurance companies now are justified when people say, I want to get an alcohol removed because you just adopted the poison, and the insurance company needs to pay for that because this is obviously a health issue.
Yeah. That could be a shock to our system of healthcare delivery and dentistry. If all of a sudden such a declaration were made that, oops, we've messed up.
Here at LG Sciences.
out of town. That's why buying one of your favorite $50 product and get one free. Absolute all real power. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the DLC button at superhumanradio.com. Or for limited to one browser. So that must be the number one body magnesium is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions. Normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most times, if you own magnesium problematic, get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MontMorel.com. Magnesium absorbs through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MontMorel.com today. That's Mike, MAHMER.com. We work on products trying to help and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated and hungry because you destroyed your appetite and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or the loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
I'm back for Superhuman Radio. My guest is Adam and Gabby Jackal. We're covering a lot of feelings. They're clearly not good for you. If you have them in your mouth, you really do need to think about having them when you move. I don't care what the FDA or the ADA says. It doesn't make sense to have mercury in your mouth. You don't have to be a scientist to understand this. And as Dr. Cole points out, it's the mercury gas from the slow process of degradation of the fillings that really allows the mercury to slip into the body and do its damage. Dr. Cole, what kind of progress are we seeing on this front? More and more people are talking about this now. I've done a show before with Andy Cutler about this.
Awareness is definitely increasing. Actually, with the FDA, a lot of attention was drawn to the issue. All three major networks ran stories covering the FDA hearing. Also recently, the EPA announced that starting in another, I think, a year and a half from now, the EPA will require all dental offices to install something called mercury separators. Now, what that refers to is when dentists are drilling out the mercury fillings, we use very suction devices, and the debris goes down into that. Well, typically, it just goes out into the sewer. And then some kind of so what happens is that dentists has become sometimes in some situations the number one source of mercury in sewage that the local sewage treatment plant has to deal with. And so over the years, in this academy that I'm involved with, the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, we've had an environmental committee that's been very interested in the environmental aspect because, hey, if this product is being used, then there is an environmental impact. And it's on several levels, but one of which, like I say, is out of the dental offices. So the mercury separators, they're like a very sophisticated filtering system.
This again is so funny. It's funny to me because it's like, this is at the opposite end of the statement about the biohazard, you know, toxic mercury in the school. Okay, so now what they're saying is, it's okay to have a mountain of fillings, but when we remove those fillings, we have the mercury hazard before we put it into the public domain because we don't have a poison in it. But wait a minute, you mean, what did you put in my mouth? You know, I'm not pulling out the intact in the form that it was actually in my mouth? This is amazing to me. Okay, so I noticed now that some dentists are
website, I noticed that there are not a bunch of offices that are advertising in the yellow pages, you know, no Malcolm Fillings or Robin Free Office and so on. So it seems to me like maybe the ABA is starting to go, wow, you know, we got a little less smack a few hands, but, you know, 20% of member bases swelling to 30 and then to 40. We can't snap them all together and lose all of our members.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're seeing right now. We've reached really, I think, a critical mass of educating enough of the public, as well as our colleagues in dentistry, to respect this issue, take it more seriously, learn more about it. Given this academy I'm involved with, that's part of our mission, is to educate the public as well as dentists and increase awareness and also to address the issue of safe removal of the mercury fillings, because actually one of the criticism has been, oh, you don't want to disturb those things. You leave them in there because as soon as you drill them out, you're going to suffer a tremendous exposure to the mercury. Well, it depends on how it's done. And if the dentist takes the removal process seriously, particularly if they're following the protocols of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, they will have been trained and educated in some very specific techniques to minimize any unnecessary exposure to the patient as well as the dental staff.
I think it's something as simple as I know what our root canal was. They put what I call an oral dam. The rubber dam just isolates the one tooth.
Yeah.
Only the one tooth is showing nothing going down your throat, nothing going in with the other teeth. Isn't it as simple as taking the rubber dam and taking your time and excavating one tooth at a time?
Well, that's the first step. The rubber dam isn't the only part of the protocol, though. It is an important part. There are some situations in which a rubber dam cannot be used. But there are other techniques in which the dentist, special suction devices, as well as using an oxygen mask for the patient, to where then they're breathing from a separate source than right there at the moment. Also, there are ring filters, like I have a very special vacuum system that is like a 4-inch wide tube that just sits right near the patient's chin with a very high suction force that pulls that air from that area through a special filtering system that's manufactured specifically to filter out the mercury.
Now, did you design it yourself?
No, I did not. I purchased it from my company that specializes in this. I mean, this is a high-tech company that they got all kinds of filtering systems for, clean rooms where, special electronic equipment's being made, or for healthcare settings in which there's concerns about various gases, or in this case, mercury.
Right. Wow. So, yeah, but there is a big process.
Yeah, it can be. It's a matter of taking it seriously, and, you can have it at a very minimal level, or you can really notch it up quite a few levels to maximum safety, and that's what the protocols are all about. The other aspect, too, is if you're dealing with a patient who is not healthy, perhaps is suffering some functional signs of mercury toxicity, it's important to have an environment of what we call biological support, meaning that they have a lot of good support from antioxidants coming into their body, hopefully through diet, but frequently some extra supplementation would be beneficial for that patient. It can help protect that patient as mercury in the body is being mobilized.
Selenium,
alpha lipoic acid are two real fine examples. There's additional things. Again, anything that's a good powerful antioxidant is going to be beneficial, but mercury does a lot of its damage as a free radical.
And the component is a particle, BMSA, that is used as a challenge test to liberate metals from the cells and damage the bloodstream. another DMSA has a role in that.
Sometimes the issue of DMSA is that it is a drug, a prescription only drug. Whoever might be prescribing it certainly needs to be well versed and trained in the potential side effects. And if it's used in a challenge test, the low dose, perhaps one time dose, but if it's going to be used for what's called chelation therapy over a longer period of time, then there's potential for some adverse reactions and greater risk of some problems. And actually, there are other methods typically to where that can be avoided with other more natural substances that would have fewer side effects, less cost associated with them. But, you know, sometimes there's individuals that are so ill that it really is helpful to have a team then between the dentist doing the removal as well as the patient's physician that can coordinate these efforts. I've had patients come in before that will go through some chelation therapy, and sometimes they actually are being administered through the IV route. They'll coordinate their appointments with me as well as their physician to maximize protection and what we call detox or chelation. So those might be the more extreme cases. A lot of times the average individual, particularly it does not appear to be having any signs of mercury toxicity, those kind of things might not be necessary.
Well, let's take our last commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to close up the show. We're talking with Dr. Dale Paul about amalgam fillings, those hideous mercury fillings in our mouths. What would that be without? Who knows? I mean, is it without issues to your logical disorders? Maybe we would have helped. Supplements. Your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement, you can see the potential side effects. Estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, hydrogen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more. You have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until you need to build muscles and to guard. And to guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Thousands of superhuman radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market anywhere in the world. Now, GLC Direct is offering a special bonus that you take advantage of. Buy one, get one free on any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. That's us all in one product. Just mention superhuman radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner there on superhumanradio.com. Or order the one that I'm talking about. RemembrPulse.com is a Howard Gold clone. Tannabone will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Tannabone does not aromatize and is now converting to estrogen, Tannabone takes advantage of the patented liquid technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Tannabone report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Tannabone today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Tannabone to be added to the federal ban list. Tannabone. Flat and fatigue, except now you're strung out from being overstimulated. Well, I asked myself, in 2003, I had a very great deal, and my symptoms were bizarre. I have a friend who owns a junior account and told me that he had similar symptoms, and his physician suggested that he might have only been mad at his mouth, and he didn't. He said all the symptoms were away. So I asked him this, what are some of the symptoms that are closely associated with microbiome?
Well, they can be extremely varied. We'll see anything from fatigue on some individuals, something that is called mental fog, which is kind of a combination of the memory problems that and just a little disorientation, just still staying well organized from a mental standpoint. Some people get into these neurological problems.
Buzzing in the hands, buzzing in the feet, buzzing in the head. A lot of people have this buzzing sensation.
Yeah, and in the dramatic case, testimony at the FDA hearing, there were some recent studies published in regards to hearing loss, and then the conductor of the Boston Orchestra all of a sudden was having problems with balance, kind of a Meniere's disease type of situation, and he had like 15 of these mercury fillings, and got them replaced, and it solved the problem. Quite dramatic. There'll be these anecdotal stories like this that, some of these things are hard to really quantify. You know, how do you measure and quantify fatigue? That's what makes the research with this so problematic, because it's things that are sometimes caused, could have other sources of causation, but additionally, it's just hard to pin down and quantify or do a particular test. And that's the other thing, just did a mercury test. Those things can be very misleading.
Yeah.
There's something called retention toxicity. So even though your urine levels are lower, maybe your
something like that. We talked about metal fillings in combination with other metals around the body, especially women who have piercings, where the metal is actually passing through the skin. And these dissimilar metals create problems almost like a battery, just like you have an acid in the battery.
Well, when there's whatever rule in place that's issued by the FDA, that makes that a lot more difficult. What has been done by some states, and actually in the city of Philadelphia, is an informed consent law in which the dentist is required to explain to the patient what is being placed in the tube. And at least then the discussion gets started, and the patients that are not aware of this then have the opportunity to object and make their choices. So that's been done, like I say, in Philadelphia, up in some of the northeastern states, and California as well.
The federal government and the FDA mentioned the same word, because the FDA, while it represents the federal government, is a private entity that gets its money from the companies that it performs oversight on.
Yeah.
The idea of the state is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
But the idea that the FDA is a private entity that then has the weight and gravity of the federal government, to me, it just seems to be something really, really wrong with that.
It certainly introduces a potential for a lot of conflict of interest there.
What should people be doing if they have a novel phone?
Read as much as you can. I know the internet can have inaccurate sources, but this one academy that I've mentioned, our website is www.iaomp.org, and we have very complete bibliographies, and we have very good articles that explain what's going on, and will answer a lot of questions. There's a contact number for some reason. If a person wants to call our executive director and get more information, we also have a referral basis. You can go into a field and search for a dentist in your state or near your zip code. Knowing that these dentists share the concerns that mercury fillings should not be in people's mouths, we have various levels of education of our members, what we call accredited members, and those that have fellowship and master status. So these can give some guidance as to finding a dentist hopefully close to you that can help you make up your mind about how to manage your situation and what will work best for you.
And this organization, what's the acronym again?
IAOMP. It stands for the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology.
This is an organization that dentists can belong to.
Absolutely. We started in 1984. We mainly consist of dentists. We do have some research scientists and a few
physicians. What's the mission of the organization?
Well, our mission is to educate the public as well as other dentists, promote research. Over the years, we have funded hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of research. And in fact, at this recent FDA hearing, we funded a $116,000 risk assessment to give the FDA some guidance, as well as the scientists on the panel, to kind of jumpstart this whole process. And so that's where we're in. And we're not just about mercury. We're about what's called biological dentistry. We fight against water fluoridation. And educating dentists and their patients about what's the most appropriate materials to have in the mouth. We're all about biocompatibility.
Do you see a day when the microphone is not going to work completely?
Well, unfortunately, I think that's still quite a ways down the pike. As far as their availability to be used, actually, this is on the world stage right now. There is in the next couple of days a treaty hearing that will be taking place in Japan. There was one this past summer in Stockholm, Sweden. What's happened is the United Nations Environmental Program is looking at the effects of mercury worldwide against the environmental aspect. And the dentists keep trying to weasel in, we need this exception because we've got to have this material to use in certain situations. So don't eliminate it. And so our academy and other lay groups around the world have been involved with this whole process. all contribute to the reduction of mercury's volume, and hopefully banning it throughout the world.
Very cool. Are there some countries where it's already not available?
Scandinavia, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, they've banned the use of it. There have been some restrictions placed in other countries either based on age or pregnant women, as well as people with kidney disease or certain neurological conditions. So, the writing's on the wall. It's just that it's a gradual process. It's taking longer than a lot of us would have ever predicted or that we're comfortable with. But that's the reality of the situation. So, we have to keep plugging along, educating people, and keeping the pressure on.
You know, to me, the pregnant women and children is the canary in the mine for me. Every time somebody says, this is safe, but pregnant women and children shouldn't use it, I'm going to put myself in the same class as a child. Why am I disposable? Why am I dispensable?
Yeah. I think that's very reasonable.
Yeah. Listen, Dr. Paul, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show today.
My pleasure, and hopefully we've reached some more people that can start asking more questions and getting the word out.
Get the word out, and get the looking out. So,
another show on the issue.
Because it's a positive poison that we call it on with us.
That's right.
I want to thank you, Dr. Paul. I want to thank Doug Candace from Applied Eco Samples for coming on and talking to us about their lit-up product, and we will have another episode of Super Radio for you Monday. Have a good weekend.